CliffCentral.com.
All right, see, he just did a dance and everything. So energized this morning.
It's a Friday.
Is that from a musical or is it from a TV show or what? I can't remember. I know it's Irene Cara, the same girl who did.
Yeah.
It's the movie Fame.
There's a movie and there was a TV series.
Were there sex pests in there as well? The dance instructors were sex pests.
Back in those days,
everyone
was a sex pest.
Yeah, they wore those leotards, which left very little to the imagination.
I mean.
Okay, it's 6 minutes after 7 on Friday, the 10th of November. Let's get to Mubs, see what she's got for us on her smorgasbord of tricks this morning.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So yes, the State Security Agency confirmed that a case has been opened relating to possibly classified information in investigative journalist Jacques Poe's new book. According to the State Security Agency, the book contains allegations against the president relating to corruption and irregularities in his tax affairs. They issued Poe and his publisher with a cease and desist letter, demanding that certain parts of the book be retracted. They said that the book is filled with inaccuracies. So on Wednesday, another letter was sent to the editor of the book and a case was opened at the Littleton police station in Pretoria.
I mean, if there are inaccuracies, why don't you tell us which parts are inaccurate? Like, come out with your own version and let's see who has evidence. This is easy, guys. You don't need to cease and desist. Look, what's the point of stopping a book that's already out there? The damage is done. The genie's out of the lamp. The horse has bolted.
Especially with that PDF document that was leaked.
Yeah.
Or do they think we'll forget?
Well, we won't.
Somehow going to court will also just erase our memories.
This is the point, is the stuff is so... It's such a massive revelation of just how rotten the state is at the moment. That all they have to do if they want to gain any credibility back is give us proof that none of it is true. That's all. You don't have to go to court. Release the documents.
Now, according to State Security's Brian Dube, he said that the charges relate to the contravention of certain sections of the Intelligence Services Act. And they cited that the National Strategic Intelligence Act stipulates that clearly no person is allowed to disclose, divulge, or leak classified information. And they are viewing the president's tax affairs as classified information.
Well, first of all, I don't see why that is a bigger deal than the fact that we've got massive corruption and plenty of evidence of state capture. Why you're more worried about the president's stupid tax affairs being out there. You guys have got your priorities all wrong. And you're proving not only that Jacques Poe has a better point of view than you do, with lots more evidence to back it up, but also that you are captured yourselves. State Security Agency has no credibility at the moment. Zero. They may as well shut down. It's not like they're protecting us from outside threats. And inside threats, the only big inside threat we have in this country is the president. So the SSA has failed us comprehensively. It's time for them to shut down and go home. They have a massive budget. We're not allowed to know what that budget is. It's all very smoke-screened and clandestine and hidden from us. It's time for the State Security Agency to be disbanded. They no longer serve the people of this country. They serve Jacob Gedleyihlekisa Zuma. It's time for them to go. And it's time for him to go too. Stop talking crap. We're not as dumb as you think we are.
And then within hours of it emerging that this case has now been opened, a heavy security contingent was deployed in Pretoria yesterday evening because Jacques Poe had his Pretoria launch event there. On Wednesday, there was a mysterious power cut that saw the abrupt halt of the Johannesburg leg of the launch. And so after Wednesday's dramatic power cut, as well as threats on Jacques Poe's life, at least 10 security personnel were seen standing guard ahead of last night's launch at the Brooklyn Mall. Exclusive Books also asked mall managers to ensure that their generators were working the whole time. So yeah, apparently Jokpo has also been receiving death threats. And as a result, you know, the Pretoria launch last night, they just had to make sure that they were in complete control of the entire situation. He hasn't had the Cape Town launch yet, has he?
No.
Yeah, that's still coming.
I wonder when his life will go back to normal. Because in the interview, also says like, oh, he just wants to go back to his guest house situation, sitting back, living a normal life. Not anytime soon, dude.
Yeah, but I think he must have known what he was going to possibly be in for with the release of this book.
He knew.
He's a veteran journalist, has been in the game for decades. He knows how this game works.
I published a stupid little book by comparison, and we had to have lawyers comb through it to make sure we didn't get into any trouble. And there were parts of it that we had to adapt slightly, not because we had to change the truth, but because leaving stuff out doesn't put you in the way of legal action.
Jeez.
And you imagine, with him, they must have gone through it with a fine-tooth comb.
Like, I remember when we were recording the interview earlier this week, he was about 10 minutes late, and I...
Yeah, you had a panic.
Oh, guys, I did
so
not
uncharacteristic.
Want to
be... Sia, I walked in, and I said to Sia, Sia, I was about to say, he's here, he's just arrived. And Sia was like, oh my God, I don't know, if we just called Jokpo's number and he didn't answer.
Yes.
And what if he's been killed?
I don't want to be the guy like, sadly, he was on his way to a Cliff Central. No, yeah. We don't need our name involved in that. So as long as he had a great interview, that's all that matters.
He did, and you can catch it all on cliffcentral.com. Mubs, have you got more on that, or can I bring in something here from Skolopat?
No, I'm done with Jokpo.
Skolopat was at the Feather Awards. What is the Feather Awards?
They are an award show that just shines a light and highlights LGBT.
Oh, we had them in, didn't we?
This week on Opinion Booth.
No, but we spoke to them like last year or something. I'm sure we spoke to them. I remember something about the Feather Awards. Anyway, Skolopat was there, and Skolopat was wearing a dress where her pubic area and her breast area was covered with bags, plastic bags of Borevos. Mm-hmm. That was what she was wearing. And here she is talking about the inspiration behind her outfit.
The big meat, and because people have been saying beef, I don't like beef.
Right. Yeah.
I like box. And then after this, yeah, fly.
So who designed the outfit?
It's Monadishan designed the box.
Oh, the designer is the little troll next to her.
From Kwa Kwa.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to call him a troll then. Because my belly gets quite defensive of people from Kwa Kwa. Okay, but first, it bears mentioning that her handbag was a bag of briquettes. So her theme was brying. She had the Borevos dress, and she had a handbag that was actually a bag of briquettes.
It's quite convenient if you very, need a nibble after the show.
It's very South African, right? Okay, so there's... I mean, you can hardly hear what's going on there.
But I want to know who gets to bry the vorse at the end.
Oh, that's a good question.
Because she should auction that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm thrilled that she has Borevos. Remember when she came here the last time, she wanted a loaf of bread.
Right.
Gareth, 8 slices of brown bread.
That's right.
I'm fake newsing Skolopat.
Sorry. She wanted 8 slices of brown bread. Now she's got Borevos. Things must be going better for her. Right? Am I saying too much? And then Ben's hero, Gary Player, listen to Donald Trump talking about him. This is spectacular. Most powerful man in the world. And who's his hero?
But the greatest story to me is Gary Player. Gary Player was a golfer, a great golfer, one of the great golfers of all time. And he was, they used to say he's diminutive. He was small. He worked harder than any human being. He worked harder than any other golfer, but he was a small guy. But he hit it good. He hit it far. Great, great golfer. Everybody's heard of Gary Player from South Africa. Still a great guy. He's always kept himself in shape. I saw him the other day. He's like 80 years old. He's phenomenal. He still looks like he did 20 years ago. But Gary Player worked hard. And he was the first time, maybe I've heard it again, but he was the one, the harder I work, the luckier I get. That was Gary Player. He worked so hard. And they'd say to him, he'd win the U.S. Open. And they say, where are you going tonight? I'm going to practice. I mean, he just won a tournament and he's going to practice. And I have seen people that work really, really hard, they create to a certain extent, because I do believe there could be something with the whole luck thing, but there are people that work hard. Remember that expression, the harder I work, the luckier I get. The harder he worked, he got stronger, stronger, longer, longer. He practiced putting, he practiced chipping. The guy was unbelievable. He won 18 majors, senior and regular. He won like 175 tournaments worldwide, which I think is the record. But he was a hard worker. And he used to say, they'd ask, how do you do this? How are you so successful? He says, well, you know, the harder I work, the luckier I get. And I just think it's a great thing.
Okay, well, Ben, your comments.
Well, Gareth, I mean, just like anyone else, Donald is observant.
He's enraptured in the greatness of Gary Player. He must have said the word great 7 times.
Which just goes to show that Donald is just like any other human being when you really break it down.
In other words, he also has heroes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, a common hero is not something we all, you know, have in common with Donald.
We all look up to Gary Player?
Yeah. Okay. I see Sia Googling all kinds of things when we talk about him.
You don't think that's a bit of a stretch? Okay, let's go with that.
Cool. All right, now back to some news.
Has anybody listened to the soundtrack of the movie Suicide Squad?
I think that was all that movie had going for it.
Okay, because I haven't seen the movie, neither have I listened to the songs. In fact, I just did like a quick Google search of the songs here. Mm-hmm. You've got Skrillex and Rick Ross. You've got Imagine Dragons with Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. There's Eminem's got a song there. Rick James.
Sounds like a powerful collection of artists.
Queen as well.
This is true.
They put a lot of money into getting a Queen song, because at that very moment of that movie, it was going nowhere.
Uh-huh.
That's when you're thinking, how crap is this movie? Then they play the Queen song.
Okay.
And you're like, okay, I'll watch 5 more minutes.
Well, yesterday in the Western Cape High Court, Jason Roder's defense team said that because Susan had downloaded the soundtrack to the movie Suicide Squad, that was enough indication that she was clearly feeling suicidal.
Well, look, I think if Susan watched the movie Suicide Squad, he might have an argument.
So, according to Pete Mihalik, who is the advocate representing Jason Roder, he said...
Wow, that's a stretch. You guys have got so little going for you. You're going to pick on the title of an album to make the reference to... What a weak, pathetic defense this guy has. This lawyer should be fired.
So this Pete guy said, not many people download songs or images or poems of suicide, which is apparently what they have discovered on Susan's phone. The title of the movie he was referring to, Suicide Squad, alluded to the dangerous nature of the missions of a team of anti-heroes. So they found the movie soundtrack on Susan's phone. Then they also found poems by Sylvia Plath on Susan's phone.
Sylvia Plath was Ted Hughes' wife. She put her head in an oven.
Well, yes, she committed suicide. Oh. So you see the connection there.
Wow, this is tenuous.
So in the witness box was Susan's psychologist, Jane Newcomb, who was given a file of images that were downloaded from her phone. So she was asked by the defense team to comment on whether they constituted warning signs of suicide. A quote by Sylvia Plath was read out that was found on Susan's phone, which reads, "I took a deep breath and listened to the old brag of my heart. I am, I am, I am."
I don't understand.
Oh, they get so creative.
So if Susan Roder had been listening to this... And she would have been banging her husband's brains out, according to these lawyers. They're such geniuses.
Yeah.
These lawyers are... This is such villainy.
So Newcomb replied, well, you know, Sylvia Plath was a very talented poet and writer, as far as I can remember, who did ultimately commit suicide. And so because of that, and because of the Suicide Squad movie soundtrack, the defense are saying, well, isn't it possible that Susan herself was suicidal?
I'm sure we could find something in your laptop or on your phone that has the word suicide in it. I'm sure we could.
I mean, these days, you know, all kinds of things get shared in the various WhatsApp groups that we're all in.
Yeah.
So, is that supposed to be indicative of my mental state?
I mean,
if somebody sends me something, or if, you know, I download something.
Imagine if you had the Manic Street Preachers' Suicide is Painless, or Adam's Song from Blink 182, or anything by any of these guys who killed themselves this year. You know, Chris Cornell, Linkin Park. Then they would, these lawyers expect you to draw a paper-thin reference like that into a reason why someone would commit suicide. Madness. You guys should quit the legal profession right now. This is embarrassing.
In fact, if anything, Linkin Park downloads would probably have increased after the lead's death, because that's what people do. It's like when Michael Jackson died, everybody went out and bought Michael Jackson albums or downloaded his songs.
I bet you there are lots of people who've never considered suicide who are listening to Chester Bennington right now.
That's his name, I'd forgotten. Right?
Everybody's listening to him. Come on. Bunch of Janis Joplin fans are going, what?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was an actual argument that Jason's team tried to use in court
yesterday. These guys are run out of material, man.
But more than that, if you listen to rock in court, they'll probably say, then you're angry.
Yeah.
If you listen to Sam Smith, they'll say, oh, he was depressed.
They'll say she's playing, you know, if she plays that, what's that game called? Grand Theft Auto, then she wants to go out and rob people.
Yeah.
I wonder what OJ was listening to back in the 90s.
What his playlist would have been.
I'll tell you what he was listening to. Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it back because I'm brown. That's what he was
listening to. I can actually picture it as driving in his white van.
In the Bronco.
Yeah.
Ford Bronco. You remember the Ford Bronco? That was his song while he was driving the Ford Bronco down the street. Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. I am going to get away from the police. I am OJ.
Yep. They have the authority to kill a minority. Allegedly, what would Michael Jackson have listened to when he was allegedly molesting
Diana
kids?
Ross.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Podcast from Rolf
Touch
Harris.
Touch me in the morning and just walk away. Telling you. That's what he was listening to.
But you see, the juice is on the loose again in Vegas.
Yeah, this is a big story, huh?
What?
Listen to this, Mubs.
So OJ has been frequenting Vegas because, I mean,
when you're an ex-con,
that's what.
What better places to go?
What's OJ going to do after being OJ his whole life? He's going to keep being OJ. So he goes to Vegas. He's getting mouthy. He's getting drunk, and he's been banned from the Cosmopolitan bar.
Yep,
it's a big deal there. He's just not.
Listen to this.
Not a savory character is OJ deep down. Yeah. But it was said he was very polite to the security when they told him to hop it.
Right. And you remember his name? His real name is OJ, stands for?
Orenthal.
Orenthal James Simpson. Correct. Let's get this going for you quickly. All right. Thank you, NWA. All right. So here's OJ on TMZ.
The sounds all the way to Cosmopolitan. The negative. Can we get updated location?
Oracle's here. Pretty big correction on the location. He's actually sitting inside the bar. He was asking about the pizza shop.
They're reporting on OJ's every move.
So people, he was sitting in the bar asking about the pizza shop. Orenthal is here.
Sorry, could we have some more information, please, operator? Dispatcher. Can you see OJ?
I can't see OJ. He is sitting at the bar. He has broken a glass bottle, and he is trying to stab someone else at the bar.
Can you confirm that, please? Can you go a little bit closer so we can hear the glass breaking?
And no, I do not want to go there. I saw what he did to that wife of his.
Thank you very much, dispatcher. Hi, I'm OJ. Ah! this guy's out of control. So he gets drunk and does stupid stuff.
He's drunk and disorderly in Vegas. And a guy like that to go to Vegas, that's just poking the bear. He's going to get back in prison with something.
That's the thing. Why is he still there? And the company he keeps, I just heard he's around young people. And, you know, there were like girls in bikinis at this house he was at. Yeah. And he says,
White girls in bikinis.
See? No, I'm just throwing it out there. Nicole
Brown Simpson.
he said that he wants to stay in Vegas because his daughter is there. And so he cares about his child. They've only, according to photographers, they've only been spotted once.
Yeah.
And that was literally just outside her home, outside mm-hmm. his daughter's home, sitting on the sidewalk, on the grass. So I don't know if like he wasn't allowed inside the house or what the case is.
It wasn't my fault!
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Owen Val James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson.
I'm back. I beat the rap. It's been so long, I'm glad to be black. I cut loose from Marcia's news, and I got out of telling the truth. Goldman's dad is really, really mad. Mark Furman is such a man. I bought a knife. I get away. Mandino's coming for dinner tonight. I'm back. And I'm back. And I'm back. I'm back. Hey, Lance, pass me that knife.
Pass me a knife. There we go, O.J. Simpson.
So messy.
So busy, though.
This is kind of a few weeks old, but there's someone who particularly is vying for O.J. Simpson's attention.
In what way?
A romantic attention.
Oh, one of those women who writes to presidents?
Okay, stay with me with this one because it's kind of a long family tree. But it's Tokyo Toni, who is Black China's mother.
We met her. Right, she was defending Black China against Rob Kardashian.
She was married to Silver Shanghai, but they broke up.
What's her name
they
again?
They do have an Asian love. Tokyo Toni.
Tokyo Toni, yes. That's right. I remember her,
so
yeah.
To explain everything, Tokyo Toni's mother to Black China. Black China was together with Rob Kardashian, and the Kardashians were involved and are family friends with the Nicole Brown Simpson and O.J. Simpson back in the Dizay. So I think that's still kind of just taking a stab at the Kardashians, saying, you know what, I hate you little stupid family.
Yeah, she hates
so
them.
OJ, come over here. Come
she hates Caitlyn Jenner the most, remember?
Oh, yes.
She tore into Caitlyn Jenner and said, she's not a real woman, and you know we know what you are, and blah, blah, blah. Very mean. Here's Black China's mom, Tokyo Toni, talking about a big announcement that she's going to be making.
Hello, world. This is Tokyo Toni, and I'm going to be sending a video out onto social media about Rob and China, the Kardashians, the media, the lawyers, which will be Miss Bloom, and as well as Rob Shapiro. I believe that I have all rights to say what I have to say. Why? Because I feel somewhat in the middle of what's going on. Hmm. And this isn't a good feeling for me.
Oh.
I try to remain silent because I was always told silence is golden, however, untrue. I'm going to speak on everything that's going on. I'm going to give my opinion. I'm going to give facts. Why? Because I'm Dream's grandmother, China's mother, King Cairo's grandmother, and Rob Kardashian's ex-mother-in-law to be.
Ex-mother-in-law to be.
Yeah,
they were engaged.
You were never quite his mother-in-law. Hey.
Shalana is her real name.
Shalana?
Yeah, that's why we prefer Tokyo Toni. Oh, yes. Girl.
Trashy looking woman, that.
I've tried to keep quiet, and that's exactly why I'm on social media about to release a video. That's how I keep quiet.
I just can't listen to people of this ilk because they're never going to be Cardi B. It's like
you
once you've heard the best, you don't care about the rest.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Is that
Hollywood,
the benchmark these days?
Cardi B, yeah.
Hollywood is an interesting putt. Like,
oh my God, that's crazy.
People who live in that bubble are not 100% okay.
No, they're crazy.
They're not.
In various ways, you're right.
Quick email. This is from Wendell Jacobs. Wendell says, there's a dating show on Channel 4 in the UK called Naked Attraction. I was listening to you guys when you were talking about Mabale's Dick Picker app. This show is really interesting because you even find yourself ruling people out as you go along because it makes you feel really involved. They have possible contestants in booths and they cover them from head to toe, and then starting with the waist up, they start to reveal parts of them. First round starts, you eliminate someone purely based on penis or vagina. Side note, there's a lot of foreskin, more than I expected. That's from Wendell. Wendell just keeping us on top of stuff. It's a show. It's called Naked Attraction. Anybody watch this?
No.
I've heard of it. So you just judge people based on their... Okay.
Yeah, I believe so.
See a little penis, you see a vagina, you're like... Mm.
You start with that stuff. You get to the personality later.
Well, I guess it could tell you something. If you have like a bedazzled vagina, you know you're dealing with a freak there. Like, oh, well. That's my type of girl.
All right. Oh, at least we know you got a type. Let's go to Mabali and some news.
All right. So Facebook is trying to combat revenge porn, which is seen as a big problem. And they're doing this by encouraging their users in Australia, because that's where they're starting with this pilot project, to submit their nude photos. This project is designed to prevent intimate images from being shared without consent. Adults who have shared nude or sexually explicit photos with someone online and who are worried about unauthorized distribution can report these images to the Australian government's eSafety Commission. They then securely send the photos to themselves via Facebook Messenger, a process that allows Facebook to hash them, which creates a unique digital footprint, or rather fingerprint. This identifier is then used to block any further distribution on Facebook, Instagram, or Messenger as a preemptive strike against revenge porn.
Wow. Taking it seriously.
But in order for this to work, you have to submit your nudes first to Facebook. According to Facebook's head of global safety, they say they're using image matching technology to prevent non-consensual intimate images from being shared. A Facebook spokesman said that Britain, Canada, and the US are also expected to take part in this pilot project.
I'm all for people stopping revenge porn.
Yeah, didn't Rob Kardashian leak nudes of Black China, actually?
Yeah, I think it's wrong. You know, I just think that whether you're a girl or a guy doing this, your motivation is very bad. It's revenge.
Mm.
Revenge is a terrible reason to do anything.
It's just the lowest, pettiest thing you could do.
I mean, I don't know what in every situation it's different. You know, there's cheating, there's all kinds of stuff that happens. If you're going to behave in a non-adult way, don't expect everyone else to be adult about things. In other words, if you want to play in that world, you might go to jail.
Now, what about those...
Can't claim that you were just messing around.
Yeah. But what about those people who say, but if you don't want that kind of risk, then don't send nudes to begin with. Do you remember that? That's actually what people were saying.
Yeah.
When that massive iCloud hack happened of all the celebrities and all their naked pictures were made available. People like Jennifer Lawrence and them. And people were saying, but why are you taking nude pictures of yourselves on your phones to begin with?
Well, why not? It's my phone and I'm sending it to my lover. Like,
how many nudes do you think are out there?
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
There must be billions. I mean, I do think we will get to a stage where everyone, except the very, very, very old and very conservative people, will have nudes on the internet. Then it won't be a big deal anymore.
Identified nudes?
I don't know. I mean, I would think smart people don't put their face in them.
Yeah. Mm.
You know? It would appear to me that would be the smart move if you're going to do nudes. But again, look at who the people are who are doing this. Harvey Weinstein is the one showing his body off to people. It's not beautiful people. It's ugly people. Terrible. Black China.
Ben, what is that? What's going on?
You know, like that game show we spoke about 2 minutes ago? They show real stuff on this.
All right.
I Googled it, and there is an image. This man, he has an elephant tattoo.
Where the trunk is the penis?
The trunk is that's artistic.
All right, let's go to the lines.
Needs a bigger trunk, but I mean, effort.
Yeah. Good morning.
Morning, G. What's up?
Yeah, man. What's happening? Who's this?
It's Friday. It's JD here. Haven't called in a very long time.
All right, JD, what's happening, man?
I just wanted to know, right, with all these sex allegations in Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
My question is this. Every time somebody comes out and they say, this person did this or this person, we all think to ourselves, oh, no, not him. I want to know, maybe the listeners can call in as well and answer, who are you hoping is not an offender? Like, who's your favorite actor you're hoping, please, I hope not him?
That's a good point. I would really...
I know for my... like for myself personally, I was watching this interview of James Spader.
Yeah.
Pretty good character in the Blacklist. I was watching this interview and, you know, he's got a weird demeanor about him. And I all I thought to myself, I hope not him. I like this guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't like James Spader either, but he does have a creepy countenance to him. I wouldn't like Jack Nicholson, even though he's a real like man from the sort of 70s, and you know, I think that he probably had a lot of women in his time.
Yeah.
But I hope he didn't like do any. You see, the problem with these guys, if I get it right, mm-hmm. it's not that they were having sex with people who they were not married to, because that we've gone beyond that. What I see as the problem is that a lot of these people are doing this against the woman's will. In other words, she's being put in a position where he's got power over her, and he's trying to extort sex out of her so that he can give her something in return. And in the case of Louis C.K. and these other directors that you hear, they get these weird predilections where they want women to see them doing gross things. That's why we're grossed out by it. And again, in Kevin Spacey's case, it's because the kid was underage.
That is true as well.
Like if it was someone over the age of 20, I don't think anyone would be as upset. They'd say, oh, well, Kevin Spacey's gay. It's consent.
Yeah, I don't know. It's almost as if they think like, you know, are we auditioning for the Titanic or are we auditioning for Brandon? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Two different things.
Right.
If they want to be porn directors, why don't they just be porn directors?
Yeah, I mean, Hollywood, like Mabali says, Hollywood is so messed up. There's so much crazy stuff going on there. And who knows, you know, what you have to do to get ahead. We've heard stories of the casting couch ever since I knew Hollywood existed, right?
That is true. But maybe as human beings as well, this is kind of our fault because we've glorified that this is the biggest thing that you could achieve in your life.
Well, dude, don't you also have a curiosity in you to know which actors and actresses have done stuff like this and didn't report the guy who was sort of doing the wrong thing? I mean, how many A-list actresses do you think actually said to Harvey Weinstein, oh, okay.
Yeah, the ones that are not reporting, the ones that are not complaining.
Right.
What about the ones that just gave in easily and said, yeah, sure, yeah. No problem.
And then they
what
got
time
their,
must I be there?
And maybe they got their Oscars and maybe they got their part in the movie that they wanted to. And they're not going to bust Harvey Weinstein now because they're happy to just keep things under wraps. They don't want to be caught up in this mess, right?
I mean, look at Meryl Streep. How many Oscars has she earned?
Meryl Streep was apparently notoriously blowjobs done Sunset Boulevard. Constantly, that Meryl Streep.
Well, you know, after Jennifer Lawrence won her first Oscar, Anne Hathaway came out guns blazing and said, this girl hasn't done enough to warrant an Oscar.
Ooh.
She hasn't. She simply doesn't have enough movies. She's not that great. So,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it like this as well. The girl that was on Twilight, didn't she sleep with the director or something like that? Yeah?
Yes, Kristen Stewart had an affair with the director while shooting a movie.
What you got to do for work?
I mean, maybe that was a real thing. Listen.
Well, she's a lesbian now.
Yeah,
so
but guys,
she says.
Of course, she's got this hot lesbian girlfriend. But
so she slept with a guy
let's
for the
be
part.
Clear. Let's be clear about this. If you are consenting and adults, then I don't have a problem. I don't think it's controversial then. The minute it is non-consenting, there's a power relationship, or there's duress, or there's rape, or there's forced kind of things that person doesn't want to take part in, then I have a problem. And an adult being, you got to be above the legal age, at very least.
Okay, so as Ben's rule always says, no children, no animal.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's got to do with consent, right? Because kids and animals can't give consent. So I think we've covered that in the definition. And in any case, I mean, we've already heard in I think it was last week, one of the shows, Flipper the Dolphin called in to tell us about Harvey Weinstein.
Well, I mean, they're all
Lassie the dog called in.
Lassie in particular, that story.
Stuart Little called in the other day to tell us about Richard Gere.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, Stuart never liked to stand on, I mean...
Yeah, You guys have a great weekend. Yes. Thanks for the awesome show.
Thanks,
Stuart's,
bro.
Stuart's a raging alcoholic.
Oh,
okay. You can incriminate Richard Gere in anything.
Oh,
so I'm guessing Ben would be disappointed to hear stories like this of Richard Gere, because that was the question. Like,
but
which
Ben
actor
was saying he's such a gentleman. But this is just Stuart Little alleging this, and we know Stuart Little isn't that credible because, true, I mean, we know about the movie and the lies that got him into the movie, etc.
And the gambling. I mean,
gambling and the drinking.
The gambling and the drinking. You can't go accuse people when that's your background.
All right, let's, Mubs, can we help guys? I mean, we've got a chance here. We've got a few minutes. We've got a guest coming in a little bit later on. But while we're all sitting here, if you want to attract a woman, let's say you look like Harvey Weinstein, and you would like to have beautiful women in your company, you'd like to get to know some really lovely girls. Maybe you want to have sex with them. Maybe you want to have relationships with them. What are the do's and don'ts here?
Well, I think the...
Tell us what men should know.
I think the most important thing that men need to understand is that not every woman that you want is going to want you back. And if that is the case, fucking deal with it and move on to the next one. Right. Nobody owes you anything. Right. You're not entitled to anybody.
Right.
And just because you are attracted to her does not mean that that needs to be reciprocated.
Yeah.
If you can understand that, you are going to save yourself any kind of potential problem, and you're going to spare the woman any kind of problems or trauma.
You knew.
And when you learn from this, you think, well, why doesn't she like me? Then you can better yourself as a human being.
Yeah. Not everybody's going to want you.
Yeah.
You're not that special.
Very good point. Is there a way that a man who really wants a woman, but she really doesn't want him, is there any way he can try to, like, warm her up to him?
No.
Harvey Weinstein should have given up and gone home. He had a beautiful wife.
He did have a beautiful wife. Georgina Chapman, right?
Yes. Have you seen pictures of her?
Yeah. She used to be on Project Runway with Heidi Klum.
She's the woman who should get...
She's a designer.
She should get an Oscar for acting like she cared about Harvey Weinstein for such a long time.
Well,
that's the greatest acting job in history.
She's been a trophy for how long anyway?
But as well, I don't understand it. This is the way some parts of the world work. You have money.
Yeah.
What about you dangle that in front of certain women instead of your penis? Like, I'd understand if you were the head of recruitment at a factory in Brakpan. Okay, maybe your finances might not be the best. But Harvey Weinstein, you can say, yo, chick, hey, do you want a little apartment overlooking Hollywood? Great, come over, you know?
Here's someone who says they want to remain anonymous. They sent us a WhatsApp. I have some tranny porn on my laptop. That does not make me want a dick.
Wow.
Tranny porn?
I did not expect to hear that.
Sia thinks that's funny.
7:45 on a Friday morning.
Someone says, I guess I'm suicidal too because I love the Suicide Squad soundtrack. Suicide Squad had the best soundtrack and best trailers. I cannot believe the movie was so bad.
Well, that's because all they had was like three scenes, explosions, and good music.
What went wrong? Because they also had great actors.
No, they didn't. They had Will Smith.
Will Smith, Viola Davis.
Yeah, but we know that you don't like Will Smith. That's a bias.
Jared Leto. They were banking on Jared Leto.
Yeah. He was good in Dallas Buyers Club.
Ever since he was trying to sodomize those guys in Alexander, his career's gone nowhere.
What?
Sorry, it was Colin Farrell trying to sodomize him.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. Hollywood. I lose track.
Interesting story here. Someone wants to, they've called themselves Standing My Ground. Interesting on Susan Roder. My situation is a wife couldn't take handle living in Joburg. Decided to pack up with my 4-year-old and head straight back to East London after 9 months, leaving in her wake of destruction myself, 3 teenagers, and her father. Moved in with her ex-boss, who's a really good friend. Ha ha ha. Being a manic, depressive, bipolar, and bordering on schizo, I've been a mother and father to all 4 of our kids since the start due to her condition. She's the one who was bipolar and schizo. Linkin Park. I play in the moments of weakness and the dark days trying to figure out what I did wrong or where it fell apart. So God forbid I have a crash and die because they would think I was committing suicide. She is now genuinely ruining her decision after telling me she wants a divorce 2 weeks into her leaving. We're now 2 months down the line. She says she wants to come back, but I feel done. Moved on after all the shit I've put up with. Any advice? from standing my ground. Sounds like you've had a rough time, man.
Oh, that's heavy.
And you've had to look after the kids? And she shacked up with her boss, who she said was a really good friend? This woman doesn't respect you. Let's start with Sia. Sia, some advice from the 22-year-old. He's got fresh eyes in this thing. He's an optimist.
I don't know. Just drop it like it's hot. Leave her and go on. Like, I don't know. Life. These are still your juicy years. Go out. Have a great life. Find someone else who actually values and respects you properly. Yeah, we don't need mess in our lives.
Anyone want to improve on that?
No. Okay.
Oh. No. or quite simply, the best way to get over someone is to get under someone else. So,
well, I mean, it sounds like standing my ground has already survived a lot of trauma that this person has caused him. So he absolutely doesn't need to go back to any of that toxicity. So just keep it going forward, you and your kids.
Yeah.
Like, you've made it this far, just keep at it.
Standing my ground, you get your advice, right? That's where we dispense advice here. I like it. I got an interesting little picture yesterday from a friend of mine. So you've got two different pills and you get to choose which one you want, right?
Okay.
Put it up on Instagram. So if you take the blue pill, there's a blue pill and red pill. Take the blue one, you can restart your life at age 10 with all the knowledge you have now. If you take the red pill, you will jump to 45 years old. You'll have 50 million in the bank. Which one would you take?
Oh, I'm going to take the red pill.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't believe you. Seriously, you'd go to 45 with 50 million in the bank?
No, that's the blue pill, isn't it?
No, that's the red one.
Oh, my
bad. The blue one is to go back to 10 all the knowledge you have now.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I would reset the clock with all the knowledge that I have.
Yeah, I mean, that's easy. Totally.
Get to do it again, do it differently, do it better.
I don't know if this means going back in time, because if you went back in time, then you'd make way more than 50 million.
Exactly.
You know, if you knew that there was going to be a Google and a Facebook.
Yeah.
You could make some serious, serious money.
Yeah.
In fact, you could be Zuckerberg, and then he would just be a nerd.
You could basically steal all everything that's ever
made. You could bet on every major event in the news. You would know what was happening before it had happened. Mm. So that would be an amazing power if it means going back in time. But what if it meant that you would go back to being 10 years old now? Would you still do the blue pill?
So I'm a 10-year-old in 2017.
Yeah, but you have all the knowledge of the Mabali you are now.
Oh, goodness.
Which means essentially you've just got youth on your side. You don't necessarily have a vision of the future. You just know everything you know right now, but you're in the body of a 10-year-old.
Yeah, I still want that. I think that would still be so fun. You could do so much.
Yeah, you'd be a pretty impressive 10-year-old.
I'd get away with so much.
I'd still go for it, yeah. 10-year-old is the one. That's what you'd go for, right? You just avoid Kevin Spacey and you're good.
We've really got to speak about that in context, because those words in sequence did not sound good.
Avoid Kevin Spacey and you'll be good. Go back to being a 10-year-old.
Well, Sia sounds like he doesn't want the red pill. But then again, Sia, you're 12. So for you, it would be like,
I'm going to be very deep and philosophical.
You're
going
to go to 45 and take the 50 million?
I think the beauty of being young and growing up is a fact that you don't know, and you learn through stumbling and falling and these awkward experiences. So I kind of look back and I think, no, I wouldn't like to change it per se. So I would actually go to 45. And I always say, I personally want to, I can't wait till I'm in my 40s. So 45 and 50 million, at least I'd spend 5 million on a great villa and then just host dinner parties for the rest of my life.
Yeah, okay. Look, there's nothing wrong with 45. And 50 million in the bank.
Mm.
I mean, that's a great second option. But the idea of being able to be 10 again with the knowledge that you have now, that's spectacularly powerful. You'd be the smartest 10-year-old ever.
Mm. Could also become completely and utterly manic depressant, because you wouldn't know where your peer group is. You're not going to hang around. I mean, you can't exactly hang around people who are smart as you, because you can't get into bars.
So now
you're going to be in school.
My mother's just changed her mind. She's had a complete meltdown.
Not having alcohol? Yeah, is that it
because
for
the
you?
Thing is, like, you're going to want to drink, but you're 10. You're going to have like one drink and you're going to be passed out.
It's alive!
And then does that mean you go back to having parents who then want to control you?
See, and you're dealing with life's issues and it's all in your head, but you can't even drink? Mm-mm.
And the thing is, you would have arguments that you would win, which would make you feel bad for your parents. And then you'd go to school, you'd be like, oh, these people are such morons.
And I think here's the case, folks. Actually, it's funny that this topic is raised today. A friend of mine from school DM'd me yesterday and sent me a picture of us back in the Dizay. And this is Sia in a little Speedo at a gala. I don't want to go back to those days. I don't need to go back to that. You know, it was cute, but no, I was way too plump and round.
Like a little Sia.
Oh, no.
All right.
No.
I've got to ask Amanda, what would you do?
This is pretty deep, but I wouldn't go back to 10 because I went through a shit time when I was 10. Mm-hmm. So I'd go to 45, yeah.
But if you went through to 10 now, you could do it over.
No. Mm. Okay, no, because when I was 10, I lost a parent, so I wouldn't like to go
so
back
you,
there.
You wouldn't lose a parent again. In other words, you would go back now. You'd be living the way you're living now, but you'd be 10. You'd be with the family you're with now. You'd be doing the things you're doing now, but you'd be 10. So
so only just the clock changes.
You have youth and time.
So you are 10 years old in 2017.
Yeah, I don't think it... Look, I don't know. I wish these pills existed, but I don't know if the blue pill means that you go back in time, because in that case, I would do it as well.
You'd be 10 years old with the mind you have now.
Correct. Mm.
Oh, gosh, you can't be 10 with, like, an alcoholic mind, can you?
Oh, Amanda, that's what a horrible thought.
Yeah, you know what? Another thing, which is very creepy, is you can't have sex.
That ain't creepy, yeah. That's true,
no,
honey.
Because you're 10 years old.
Exactly.
And if you really wanted to have sex, it would mean you having sex with another 10-year-old, and that makes you basically a pedophile, because, like...
You have the mind of an adult.
Ooh. Yeah, that's messed up. And then if you do have sex with an adult, then... He or she will probably go to jail,
yes,
because then they're committing a crime.
See, and then I don't want to go through puberty again, and then acne, and no, mm-mm.
I'll still take it. I'll do the 10.
It would still be fun, though. It would be different. It would be weird.
Blue pill me.
Blue pill you.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm up for it, and I'm happy with it. All right, coming up in a little while, I'm very excited to sit and talk to her for a little bit. Thembi Samdada is going to join us, actress and TV presenter. All of that's coming right up, and we'll take your calls, your thoughts, your ideas, and anything else that's on your mind. We're with you until 9 o'clock this morning, cliffcentral.com. What else is on the lineup today, Sia?
It is a Friday, so at 9 a.m. we have the Just Now Comedy Podcast. 10 a.m. getting saucy on Sex Talk. 11 a.m. the Casper Radio Show until 1. And then 1 a.m. we have No Borders, and 2 p.m. is 20-something.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. And also, just because we're extra like that on a Friday as well, we have a new show, actually, the Gilmore Tea Vibe at 6 p.m. available for download.
Oh, Gilmore Tea. This is a new show we've got,
yes,
right?
Yes.
A Zimbabwean show.
Uh-huh.
I actually stumbled in on them recording the other day and heard them talking. They had a fascinating discussion about what's going on in Zim politics. And what are the major stories that are affecting Zimbabweans? Again, I've got to say that I have... a personal kind of soft spot for people in Zim, because everybody's very mean to them outside of Zimbabwe, and everybody in Zimbabwe treats them badly from their government point of view. And I feel that Zimbabweans are some of the nicest people I've met. They're some of the I'm generalizing clearly. Some of the smartest people I've met. These are people who want to make their own lives and the lives of their families and their friends better. It saddens me that they find themselves without a home. All right, so here it is, the unnews, and then we get to our guest for this morning, Thembi Samdada. That's coming up next. Here's what you need to know. The State Intelligence Agency is still trying to silence Jacques Po and his book. They're saying that there are some inaccuracies in the book that should be retracted. When asked what parts exactly, the official response was simply, the bad bits. Louis C.K. is the newest celebrity to have been outed as a sex pest. It's becoming such a daily problem that Bill Cosby has become confident enough to return to public life. He was even seen at a pharmacy before visiting a Hooters directly afterwards, and nobody even raised an eyebrow. And finally, Bafana Bafana are about to play Senegal in a must-win clash in Polokwane.
Stuart Baxter was asked what he thought of his team's chances, to which he replied that his team lost twice to a bunch of fishermen from Cape Verde, so against a proper football team there is no hope at all. Tembi Samgoda's next. CliffCentral.com. Good morning. Dun-da. Something else I wanted to tell you, but I'll get to it just now. Okay. We got some time. We don't have to rush, right?
CliffCentral.com.